Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Welcome everyone, Jen Bunk here, CEO of the PeopleStack. Welcome to another week and another topic for the PeopleStack podcast. This week I want to talk about coaches because I know that a lot of you who are listening are considering working with a coach. Maybe you've spoken with us. And you're considering working with us at the PeopleStack as your career coaches. And, or maybe you've spoken with some other folks who may also be able to help you with your career, with your leadership. And also, maybe you've considered working with coaches in other areas of your life as well, including fitness or relationships or health. And so I want to kind of pull the curtain back a little bit and talk about what it's really like to work with a coach. Because I know that there is a ton of curiosity around this. And by pulling that curtain back, what I really want to reveal is what coaches can do, how coaches can help you, but also how they can't. Because after all, we're human. Hi, real human talking to you right now. It's funny, sometimes when we chat with people, they wonder if we're bots. Oh, is this a real human? Oh, ha, ha, ha. Is this an automated bot? But then even like when we talk with them on the phone, they're like surprised. Like this happens maybe 1 in 100, right? But it's funny, like in this day and age, we're so inundated with tech and with bots and with machines and with not real humans that it's can be a little daunting, surprising even, that there is a real human behind the words, especially if those words strike a chord with you, especially if those words are inspiring to you, or maybe ask you the questions that you're too afraid to ask yourself, and you're like, oh, it must be a bot, right? I get that that's like why some people might respond that way. So we're human. It's really, at the end of the day, coaches are human. There are things that we can do. There are ways that we can support our clients. And there's ways that it's on our clients to take the action. And so what is it really like to work with a coach? And the reason that I'm bringing this up this week is because more and more lately, I've been chatting with folks. And it's mostly folks who reach out to me on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a great platform for making professional connections for me, you know, as a coach in my coaching business, and also for you in your tech career, as a way to really easily get access to millions of people, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people. And connect with them and ask them questions and do it in a relatively easy way. You can have asynchronous conversations where you don't have to, you know, be somewhere at a particular time and place. And that's going to be particularly important if you're busy right now and time is not a resource that you're rich in right now. So a lot more folks have been reaching out on LinkedIn lately, but from other places too, where they're more curious around like what coaching is, you know, so they see that I'm a career coach for technical managers and they really want to just, they want to know, instead of talking about their problems and their challenges, which is what I do my best to steer the conversation toward that. Because at the end of the day, we want to help. We want to help. And the way that we help is to understand your problems, your challenges, what's not working in your career right now. And that's the only way that we're ultimately going to be able to help you, is to get 100% clarity on that and get to the root cause of what you need to solve, the problem that you need to solve in your career. But I get that some people aren't ready to have that conversation yet, because they're just either there's some confusion. There's a lack of clarity around, well, I don't even understand how you could possibly help me. And so how, I don't want to answer your questions about what my problems are, because how can you, I don't get what a coach does. Please explain to me what a coach does. And I just spoke with a particular gentleman like this on LinkedIn. And, you know, unfortunately, it's not going to be a fit to work together yet, because he's still stuck in that curiosity of, I don't understand what a coach does. And so I want to, and because one person, several people that I've spoken to in the last week or so have had that curiosity, and I know that these are people who will eventually get the help that they need. It's just they need some help getting over that initial hump of, like, I don't understand coaching. I don't understand how a coach, how a mere human, you tell me you're human. Okay, I hear you. How can a mere human help me to create career transformation? How can a mere human help me go from overworked and working two jobs to landing an amazing dream job in 8 weeks? How can a mere human, I don't know, I'm not sure I buy it, help me go from so burnt out that I ended up in the hospital and underpaid by an order of magnitude to landing a job and thriving in that job where I am the respected leader and I am now paid what I'm worth, and you make that transformation in a matter of 3 months? How can a mere human help someone to go from a software engineering manager who's making good money to the owner of his own business who is bringing in 20, 30, 40, 50K a month? How can a mere human help people to do that? And I'm smiling for those of you who are listening on the podcast. I'm smiling now. And I use those specific examples because those are the outcomes that we've helped our clients to achieve. Examples of outcomes. These are stories that our clients have told, and a lot of them are on YouTube. You can check out my YouTube channel. I just recently interviewed Chuck. I've also interviewed Sarah and Aurora. And if you follow my emails and if you follow me in the Facebook group, you know that we always share our clients' wins and we share our clients' stories of transformation. And it fills me with joy to be able to play a part in those stories of transformation. And the thing is, I understand if you're on the other side of it, if you're still in the place where you're burnt out and overworked and underpaid and you're sick and tired of it, and you're on the verge of quitting, or you've been out of work for so many months, and you're also on the verge of divorce or other relationship issues, or you're on the verge of some major health stuff and money is just not coming in. If you're on that side of it, I can absolutely understand why it may just seem way too magical and completely not doable, completely impossible to make these kinds of transformations. So I want to explain a little bit about how we help our clients. And it starts with a commitment. I don't have a magic wand. I don't have a crystal ball. But what I do have is over 20, going on 30 years of expertise in having conversations with people to create the space for them to make the mindset shifts, for them to make the strategic shifts that are going to be necessary so that they make a difference, so that they take action. This is not a teacher-student relationship. This is not, I put information in your head and then you get to go and figure out what to do with it. It's a series of conversations that you have one-on-one with coaches and that you also have in a group environment, synchronous conversations, and it's also asynchronous conversations that involve feedback, that involve talking on Slack, that involve going back and forth, that involve you having breakthroughs, that involve you shifting the way that you were looking at the world, that you were looking at your career so that you take different kinds of action. Because at the end of the day, it's action that makes a difference. And I am not the one who takes it. It's our clients. That's why it brings such a smile to my face to share our client wins, because they are like, gosh darn it, they are some of the most amazing humans that I have ever encountered in my entire life. And I know that there are more of them out there. And that's why you're listening right now, that you have that amazing superhero available to call forth in you right now. You just need someone to help you call that forth. So that's one way of looking at the client-coach relationship, is it's, I don't do the work for you. Like, if you listen to our clients' stories and you listen to their biggest aha moments around what really made the difference between just staying stuck where they were and really moving forward and creating a difference in their lives and creating a difference in their careers, the aha moment it starts with me. I have to do the work. I have to take a hard look in the mirror and decide what I want. I have to get out there and stretch the boundaries of my comfort zone and take action that I'm quite frankly a little bit scared to take. I got to take risks. And thank goodness that I have a coach, an expert Sherpa, an expert guide in my corner so that I could take those risks wisely. It starts with me. That's the biggest shift. It starts with you. You're the one who creates that transformation in your career. And because we're talking about something big, huge, we're talking about legacy building here. We're not just talking about, oh, can you upgrade my resume? There's a few bullet points in there that the language can use some, you know, some tweaking to make it more powerful. Can you do that? So the answer is yes, we can do that for you. And there are people who you can pay whatever it is that they charge, $200 an hour, $500 a resume, $1,000 for a resume, plus maybe a tiny bit of coaching along with it. We can do that for you. But what good is that going to do you? They're doing it for you. What transformations is that going to create for you? What mindset shifts, identity shifts is that going to create for you? Zero, because they did it for you. We're not here to do it for our clients. This is not a DFY offer. This is not a done for you offer. This is not a, here you go, we're going to hand you your dream career on a silver platter. That's not how it works. How it works is a series of conversations. Through a variety of different modalities, by the way, too. That's the other thing that I want to stress, is that a lot of coaches think that one-on-one is the only way to go and the best way to go, and it has to be one-on-one, completely one-on-one, just one-on-one conversations. And like I said, I've been in this space for almost 30 years now. Yeah, I started coaching when I was like 2. Not really. And while there's a huge value in one-on-one conversations, and absolutely they're a required part of creating the space for transformation in our clients and giving our clients that virtual kick in the butt that they need sometimes, and lovingly holding their feet to the fire and calling it tight and saying, look, here's what needs to happen. Are you prepared to do that? Like that, and that has to happen in a one-on-one conversation. You know, one of the leadership mantras that we share with our clients all the time is praise in public, coach in private. So when it's that hard stuff, when it's that, hey, I'm going to give you some negative feedback that happens in private and that happens in a private one-on-one session or happens in private over a Slack chat. But one-on-one isn't going to get you the full results and the full experience of getting all of the distinctions and all of the breakthroughs that you could possibly have, which is why we also do group coaching as well. Bunch of clients on a Zoom call with me and Rob. And the value there is people get to ask questions and you get to do it in a group environment and you get to learn from other people's distinctions. You get to hear the question, translate the answer into your own distinctions and apply it in your own career. And those become teaching moments for us as coaches as well. We're able to translate it, help you do that translation. And when you're the one who asks the question, you get to do it surrounded by a group of people who are there for you and who love you. And they become your family. They become your brothers and sisters in career transformation. They become your kings and queens of career development. You know, one of our clients called everybody that one Slack post. You know, she's like, "Hey, kings and queens of career development," right? So that's what it becomes. So it's not just about that one-on-one coaching, negative and positive feedback, by the way, conversation. It's also about being a part of a community. So any great coach, if you're really going to get the results that you want, any great coach is going to do one-on-one, but is also going to connect you with a community of people, dozens, hundreds of other people who are just like you and who are just as committed to getting the outcome that you want to. So if you want career transformation, any coach that doesn't connect you with a powerful group of people who also want technical career transformation is not going to be able to get you the kinds of transformations that you're looking for because that group aspect is missing. So that's why we do it. It's an important part of it. And then the other part of it is the asynchronous stuff, which I've alluded to as well. Chats on Slack, you know, back and forth feedback on your resume for sure, but we don't do it for you. We give you feedback. We teach you to fish. And we show you the way. And that's what it's like. That's what it's like. And I've done, you know, several conversations, several testimonial interviews, case study interviews with many of our clients. And like I said, they all have their unique aha moments and their unique breakthroughs. You know, for Chuck, it was, oh, wow, I'm on the job market. He thought that his way to getting to where he wanted to go next would be an internal promotion. But in talking with us, we helped him to see. And this wasn't us like pushing him in that direction and us jumping to conclusions. It was us kind of suggesting, aren't you on the job market then? Isn't that going to be the best way to do this? At first, he was a tad resistant to it, and he admits this. But then he was like, oh, wait, hang on. You're onto something here. I'm looking at this in a different way. And this was in the first conversation that we had with him. He had a major breakthrough. Oh, wow, I'm on the job market. And that led to him, within a matter of 8 weeks, not really ever even having to go on a job market, somebody contacted him that he had been in touch with and offered him his dream job, basically. So he was prepared to go in the job market. And he was doing all the things to go on the job market. And then, guess what? He landed the job. That internal shift created the external shift. And for Sarah, one of the big breakthroughs in the beginning, I mean, they all continue to have breakthroughs along the way. For Sarah, She's a product manager. And for one of her huge breakthroughs in the beginning that she talked about in my interview with her was, oh gosh, I don't know what I want. And that was really hard for her to take a look and say, oh wow, I've never really sat down and determined and wrote down what I want in my career. And we helped her see that a lot of people don't do that. And that's what we're here to help with. And she decided what she wanted was to be at the forefront of product. She wanted to be like the go-to product person in her company. And she wanted to become a product leader within, you know, within her industry. And that's exactly what she became. First, you set the goal and you set the target and say, this is what I want. And then she created that and we helped her get there. So the shifts are always they're unique to whatever your journey is. But in order to create something different, you have to look at it differently and you have to have a breakthrough. And that's what the best coaches are going to help you do. They're going to help you have multiple breakthroughs, sometimes multiple in a day. It's fun. It's fun from both sides of it, as someone who has facilitated breakthroughs as well as had multiple breakthroughs in a day. And the commonalities are, like I've mentioned, number one, it's up to you to make this change. And number two, I got to take action. I can't just sit on my butt and keep absorbing information. In order to create transformation, I need to take action. And then number three, I have to focus on an outcome. And I want somebody who's going to help me get that outcome. I don't want somebody who's just going to give me information, enough with information. I'm in information overload. OMG, please stop. I want somebody to give me a custom tailored plan. So that's what we do. That's what working with a coach is like. And really, at the end of the day, it's about how committed are you? You know, one of my coaches sometimes puts it like, you're either committed or you're not. You know, it's like being pregnant. You can't be a little bit pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not. You're either committed to or not. You're either committed to upgrading your career or you're not. And I know that the vast majority of people who are listening right now, who are watching right now, you're absolutely committed to upgrading your technical career. You wouldn't be listening. You wouldn't be a long-time listener for some of you. Hi out there to the long-time listeners that we haven't gotten to chat with yet. You're committed. Own it. And so when you're committed, it means what's next? What do I do right now? Like I was saying to somebody yesterday, you know, once you decide, oh my God, that's my dream and I want it, you don't want to put it off for another minute. You want to do it right now. You want to do it right now. That's what commitment looks like. And that's also part of the magic of coaching is you, is the client. That is the magic of coaching. We have our own magic in terms of our expertise and our proven systems and our world-class support. But it takes two to dance this tango of magic and creating a dream career. You're the other piece of that magic, and we help you call that forth. So if you're committed to upgrading your technical career, to getting to that next level, to having more of an impact, to building an amazing legacy, it's time to book a call with us. And we'll chat, thepeoplestack.com/book. And the reason that we chat is so that we can determine, number one, if we can help you. 95% of the time, we can, right? There's in some way we can help. Whether it's immediately, we'll work together, here's the custom tailored plan, and this is what it would look like. Sometimes it's, here, go take these actions, and then let's talk again, and we help in that way. 5% of the time, unfortunately, people show up on the call, not coachable, not ready to really talk about what's not working in your career, not really just ready to have an argument about how there's no way that I can make this change and how dare you try to suggest that I can. That happens 5% of the time. And you know what? We still love them and we do the best that we can and then we let them go. So what does it take in this conversation? It takes to show up coachable, which means being open to talking about what's really not working in your career right now. What do you really want? And look, if the answer right now is, I don't know, that's one of our favorite responses as a coach. Because the best coaches can turn I don't know into I'm certain in a matter of 2 minutes as long as you're coachable. Because I don't know is just a state. It's a temporary state. And so when you're talking with an expert and when you're talking with somebody who does know and he's talked with thousands of other people who was in, I don't know, within a matter of minutes, that person is going to be able to take you from, gosh, what is not working in my career right now? I have no idea, but let me tell you a little bit. And in the space of, like I said, 2 minutes, sometimes it's 5 to 10, you are going to get through the questions that we ask you. And the questions that we invite you to answer, you're going to get so much clarity. You're not going to know what hit you. You're going to need your sunglasses, but you got to show up coachable. Like the gentleman who I just spoke with, unfortunately, when I asked him what was preventing him from being fully on the job market, because he said, you know, I'm not really 100% on the job market right now. So I asked him what's preventing him from doing that. He got defensive. What do you mean, what's preventing me? Why are you asking me this? I just want to know, you know, what you do. I just want to know how much. I just want to know how this works. And again, a good coach is going to be able to just say, okay, I respect that. And we move the conversation forward and it was good. And I got him back and he wasn't so resistant anymore. And then at one point in the conversation, he mentioned about really not knowing how. He needs to prepare to go on the job market. So I asked him, in your mind, what does preparing look like? Again, he got defensive. What do you mean in my mind? In anybody's mind, it's the same thing. You got to prepare. So clearly, again, this was probably just someone who wanted to argue with me about how he just going to stay stuck where he is and he's not going to make any changes and there's no way that a coach can help. And I respect that. And like I said, those are the kinds of folks that 5% of the time, it's not going to be a fit. But I know that's not going to be you because you're going to show up not only respectful of us and our expertise, because you have expertise too, and it takes an expert to know an expert, right? How do you want somebody to show up to a conversation with you where you're the expert? Respectful, right? So when you talk with another expert who's a career expert who just might be able to help you, right, you're going to show up respectful. But more than that, you're going to show up ready to have a breakthrough. You're going to show up open to the possibility that by the end of that call, you're going to be so gosh darn clear about the exact steps that you need to take in order to build your dream career. You're going to be ready to start like right away. And you're going to say, what's next? When can I do it? Can I do it now? Because now is the time I want to. And I'm so excited about my dream. If that's what you're ready to do on the call, then it'll be a pleasure and honor to speak with you. That's what coaching is all about. So again, the link to book that call is thepeoplestack.com/book. We look forward to speaking with many of you soon. And look, what it's really like to work with a coach is a series of uncomfortable career upgrading conversations where you show up coachable and ready to have a breakthrough. And we show up with our expertise, with our systems, with our models, with our caring, with our concern, with our curiosity, with our motivation, with our drive to help you get to that outcome. That's how it works. And when it works, it's really a beautiful thing and it does kind of feel like magic. That's what I can promise you. So that's what it's really like to work with a coach. That's it for today. Talk to you again really soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.